Hello, welcome to another episode of All Things Nursing with Nurse Choma. And today we're going to talk about how to really pass the NCLEX exam. And hopefully, I'm going to give you the no fluff, you know, straight up advice that will hopefully really help to put you in the right direction, especially if you don't know where to start, you don't know what to do. You graduated years ago, you took an exam multiple times. This will really lay a very strong foundation for you. So let's go ahead and get started with this episode. So, you know, one of the things is when people are focusing on passing this test, your mentality is, you know, I'm trying to just pass my NCLEX exam, right? So meaning that you're focused on a bigger goal or the biggest goal, right? But the truth about really passing the exam is that passing the test is not about accomplishing a big goal. It's about accomplishing and successfully passing multiple small goals. So the issue for a lot of people is that if you don't have milestones or very specific small goals throughout your preparation period, it's going to be hard to decipher or determine if you are ready to take your exam, if you're getting ready, if you're getting close, if what you're doing is even working, you know. So you have to first set up and create multiple small goals and hit those individual goals throughout your journey. This is what actually accelerates the time versus like you just studying, you know, different resources, watching different videos, doing a bunch of questions, which is great because it makes you feel like you're doing something, right? But the problem though is that you don't know if what you're doing is really that effective, which is why you need small goals. So let me give you an example, right? So let's say, for example, my goal is I'm trying to understand heart diseases, right? Different heart diseases. That's my big goal. So instead of me just trying to say, okay, I'm going to like learn a bunch of heart diseases, I would break it up into small goals. So, okay, step one, let me first learn the anatomy of the heart, right? So first I would like study the anatomy of the heart. That would be my one small goal. My next small goal could be, okay, now let me learn different processes, physiological processes that occurs in the heart, such as, you know, the movement of blood flow, such as electrical conduction system, and etc. And then my next goal would be, okay, now for me to learn different diseases, different heart diseases, right? And that would, and then now, bam, I hit my goal. So the issue when it comes to the NCLEX exam is that you're not aware of the small goals because you're studying on your own, because you graduated a long time ago, right? Because you're not aware that you need even to have the small goals. So this is one of the things that I teach and I show people is to, you have to create small wins, you know, and that helps you to make sure that you're on the right track. So let's give an example as far as the overall test. So I usually break up the overall exam into four sections. Section one is patho level. So in order for you, before you can really comprehend the test itself, you have to pass the patho level. That's the first level. This is understanding the anatomy and physiology of the body. This is understanding how disease processes change or alter that anatomy. This is understanding the normal human development. Then, now that you understand that first section of the path level, then you understand next the content level, which I term as pretty much the overall medical treatment of the diseases. So now that you already learned how the disease process works, then you learn, okay, how do you treat the diseases? With medications, right, drugs. So that's pharmacology. This is also safety and infection control, right? So what are the precautions that you would put in place? And then also psychosocial integrity. So what are the mental health issues that your patient can experience as a result of being under stress in the hospital or because of their mental health disorders? Then, now that you understand that section, now you can move on to the next section, which is learning what I call nursing level. So nursing level is now, okay, now that I understand the diseases, I understand the medical side of treating it, what are the needs I can anticipate the patient will have based on all those things, right? What would the patient likely need? What are the interventions? What are the possible complications? What are the possible emergencies? How would I prioritize their care? This is what I'm referring to, right? This is now the nursing level. So this is now your ability to comprehend thinking more like a nurse. So, you know, sometimes what people do wrong is that they just go straight to this area and they haven't really set a strong foundation. Then the next one, the last one, is the test taking level. So test taking level now is about comprehending just overall strategies, questions, side of questions, priority questions, right? So this is the part where now you can apply learning how to think more critically, you know, doing practice questions, etc. So, once you successfully pass all of these four levels by learning each of those individual areas, there you go. Now you are ready to pass your NCLEX exam. And so whether you break it up into, you know, month one, patho, month two, content, etc., it's just all about how consistent you're going to be, right? But this is the overall thing. This is like my overall blueprint, I would say, as far as creating small wins, you know, creating small milestones. So what you want to do, this is why you need a study plan. You know, what you want to identify, what are the milestones I can put into place, right, to help me to know I'm on the right track. And what this does is that it boosts your confidence throughout your preparation. So now you're actually studying, you're putting the work, right? You're not procrastinating, right? Because you see the impact that you're making along the way, right? So this is what I mean, is like, it's not about trying to rush through everything. It's not about trying to cram. You could do that, but it's not about just trying to hit the big goal of passing the NCLEX. It's accomplishing many goals that formulates the bigger picture of the passing this test. So for some people, the goals may be more than others, right? So for some people, like, okay, well, first I need to actually, you know, motivate myself to do this. So before you even start with the first level, you got to get your head right. You got to get yourself motivated. You got to, you know, probably start off by writing down your why. Like, why am I doing this again? Why am I not quitting? Why is this important to me? Right? What can I surround myself with to keep me accountable? Who can I listen to? What can I watch? What do I need to do to stay motivated? Maybe that's where you have to start first. and that's your first win. Okay, win number one is I'm accountable, I'm motivated, I remember my why, I have a study partner. Let's go. Right. So if you can create these small wins to lead to the large goal, your likelihood of success is like 10 times more. And now it becomes feasible. Because think about when we go through school in general or college, depending on what type of college that you went to. But typically, like, you know, when I went to nursing school, they didn't just give us all the classes at once and said, good luck. You know, no, they started us off first with to take our prerequisites. We had to like pass our prerequisites, and after like a few years, a couple of 3 years or so, then we had to start with the program, and you see, and so they was like a plan, and it helped us to, as long as we knew what the plan was and we did it, though it was really hard, but as long as we did it, we succeeded. And that's the same way you have to look at this test, is what's the plan? What are the steps that I can accomplish along the way so I can be successful? All right, so I really want you to focus on that and prioritize that. It's really going to be what makes the difference for you so you can be successful. If you need more help, just click below this video. There's a training called How to Pass the NCLEX in 2021. You're going to need to watch that for sure, because I go into way more depth than I do in this particular episode. So watch that. It's going to really help you. It's called How to Pass the NCLEX in 2021. Go watch it. Sign up for it. Register for it. I'll see you there. And it's really going to have a great impact in your ability to comprehend this test. All right. Hope you found this helpful. If you did, make sure you subscribe, follow this podcast, give us a great rating. Definitely appreciate it when you do. Leave me a message if you have a question. Leave me a message as well. All right. Thanks for listening. See you the next time. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or you're a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.